Pride Oregon coach Chip Kelly has joined us, and the Ducks are hosting Stanford Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
The first question comes from Jesse Temple, FoxSports.com.
Hey, Chip. You've had a number of explosive offenses the past few seasons at Oregon, but do you think this is the most explosive offense you've had? Is that fair to say?
I don't compare our offenses on a yearly basis, so it really means nothing to us. So we're just getting ready to play Stanford.
Okay. And at what point, I'm just curious, at what point in your coaching career did you realize that the spread offense could thrive even at the highest level of college football? Was there a certain moment in your mind that when that happened?
No, it was not a certain moment. I mean, people have been running spread offenses for a long time. The Buffalo Bills had a lot of success at it with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and that group way back in when those guys were playing. So, football is very cyclical. They were running spread offenses in the 1950s. So I don't think what we're doing is anything new.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Brian Tully mentioned last week how he's part of a group of coaches, including you, that get together each summer to brainstorm. And he spoke really highly of you and talked about how he was able to take some ideas from you. And I wanted to get your impressions of him.
I played golf with Brian once 2 summers ago, so I don't know about this get together and talk football. And I spoke at their clinic 2 years ago. I think Brian's an outstanding football coach, and obviously he's doing a great job at Notre Dame, but we don't have a set time where we get together or do anything. I was fortunate and, really honored that he asked me to speak at his high school coaches clinic 2 years ago, and then I had a chance to go play golf with Brian 2 years ago, but that's the extent of it.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Chip, what sort of running back is Stephon Taylor for Stanford?
For some reason, and I don't know why, I think he's extremely underrated. You look at the numbers that he's put up, and the great running backs. He's got an opportunity to, cement himself as one of the best running backs all time in Stanford history. So I think he's got great vision, very patient runner. And then all of a sudden, at some point in time, he's going to break a long one on you. He's physical. He can break tackles. Smart player. Really, really a big fan of Stephon.
And with Marcus is playing quarterback, he's completing nearly 72% of his passes. Was he, when you scouted him as a recruit, did you immediately notice accuracy, or is accuracy something you can – I guess what I'm asking is can you teach accuracy, or is it something that's just kind of native to a certain type of quarterback?
I believe you can teach it, but it always helps if you have a guy that shows up with it before you have to teach it. I think it's teaching him an understanding of what you're doing and what your progressions are and how you're reading coverages and those things. But, if a person can come in the door, with a real good feel of where to place the football, outside shoulder high, outside shoulder low, left hip, right hip, all those other things, then once he learns our terminology, it becomes a lot easier for him. So, one of the things we did like about him when we had him in camp was his accuracy.
Great, thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Paul Geichel, San Francisco Examiner.
Morning, Coach. Apologize.
Morning.
If this question's already been asked, but how does Stanford's defense stack up against the other defenses you've faced in your tenure?
I don't know about tenure, but I know about this year, and I think really, really strong, especially the front seven, with just a group of guys that have played a lot of football for them, in Murphy and Gardner and Scove and Thomas and Anderson, Stevens, kids that have been around for a long time, got a great understanding of what they're trying to do on the defensive side of the ball, very physical, run the ball extremely well. Obviously, I think they're number one in the country in rush defense. But it's this year, it's to date probably the best defense we'll face.
Has the Pac-10 had a defense as tough in your tenure, do you think?
I don't get into comparison, so I can't remember past last week's game in terms of who they are. I know USC over the years has had, we played a defense at USC that had Malaluga, Cushing, Rivers, Cedric Ellis had about 8, 9 first-round draft picks, so that group is pretty good. So, but I don't know. I think, but this year I would say this defense is the best we face.
And you talked about how physical they play. Stanford kind of likes to pride itself on, you know, sort of out-toughing their opponents. How much do you and your players relish the challenge of going up against a team that really likes to pride itself on being tough?
We don't pay attention to any of that stuff. So I would imagine there's not going to be a team that says we're not tough. So I just – that's wasted conversation for us.
Thanks, Coach.
Make it out of sweep for questions. Do we have any questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thanks.